Hi, this is Michael Carr, and today I'd like to talk about unsafe people. But first, I'd like to refer to two short scripture passages which will set up what I'd like to say. The first one is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. It says, "People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God." The second one is from Matthew 7, verse 6. "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to the pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet, and then turn and tear you to pieces." Today I'd like to talk about unsafe people. I'd like to talk today about how to identify and deal with unsafe people in our lives. It is human to make mistakes and have bad days. But what I'd like to talk about here is about persons who have patterns of behavior which make them unsafe for us in emotional, spiritual, and physical ways. These are people who endanger us in some kind of manner and keep us from growing or succeeding in our lives or in our walk with the Lord. We often have a tendency to look the other way when trouble confronts us. We hope that it just goes away. Unsafe people are those who consistently drain our energy, resources, and time to the point of harming us. They have little or no regard for the well-being of anyone except themselves. They lack insight into their behaviors and need the Holy Spirit to bring awareness of these negative habits or tendencies. We can model safe behaviors and trust the Holy Spirit to bring them about for the important people in our lives. But we can't always change unsafe people. Exercising caution towards people that we consider to be unsafe is a necessary life skill. Keeping them at arm's length or avoiding them can save us a lot of trouble and grief. Identifying unsafe people is not always easy. Dealing with them can be even more difficult. With that said, we need to have an attitude of mercy and compassion towards unsafe people when it does not put us in harm's way. Mercy and compassion are tools that the Lord leads unsafe people to righteousness and helps us to grow in righteousness also. How unsafe people are made to be safe people would be the subject of another book or a volume of books. It's both refreshing and reassuring that the hand of God can make unsafe people into safe people. He is a loving and compassionate and just Savior who is constantly caring for all of us. But this certainly does not excuse us from being vigilant about our personal safety in emotional, spiritual, and physical areas. The following is a discussion of the habits of people who are more likely to be unsafe for us. This is not a judgment or a condemnation of them, but is a tool for us to understand that we need to be careful about dealing with the unsafe people in our lives so that we can continue to grow and be put in situations where we can be the most successful. The intent of the rest of this talk is to help us to identify the habits and characteristics of unsafe people in a more effective manner. These about to be discussed qualities of unsafe people may occur randomly with different people that we meet. What is unsafe to one person may be safe to another. Unsafe people profoundly affect our emotional lives and well-being, as well as our spiritual and physical well-being. The following brief descriptions are meant to help us red flag unsafe relationships. An unsafe relationship may mean that we may have to minimize or eliminate our time with these persons. An unsafe person may demand or desire constant control over a relationship or the events and circumstances surrounding it. They may try to own your time or isolate you from others. Their attitude may be, only I can provide what you need. An unsafe person talks negatively about themselves or others to a great degree. This can be heard in their everyday conversation or in their self-talk. An unsafe person complains about their life and often about you when you're not around. They express unhappiness because things never go their way. They are never quite satisfied and look at the darker side of life. An unsafe person is not generous with their time, talent, or possessions, except to get their own way or to accomplish one of their goals. An unsafe person may express unforgiving or bitter attitudes towards others. They may find it very difficult to change or let go of their judgments about people or about situations. They often show inflexibility in dealing with life or being able to adjust to change. An unsafe person enjoys gossiping about others and is eager to hear more gossip. They cannot keep a secret or use a secret as a weapon against someone else. An unsafe person has a price for the things that they do for you. They are not likely to forget a favor and may expect to be paid back in some way. If you feel like you owe someone, they are more likely to be an unsafe person. Owing someone is not really a gift of love. A gift of love is a free gift. A free gift comes with no strings attached. And the people who are true friends do things with no strings attached. Unsafe people are unable to laugh at themselves or their mistakes and may take themselves too seriously. They may have difficulty finding their sense of humor or even having a sense of humor. An unsafe person is concentrated on circumstances and not on solutions. They may appear to be often overwhelmed or depressed about life. An unsafe person is often or always right and is critical of others. They find it difficult to admit that they made a mistake and find ways to justify almost everything that they do. An unsafe person is often undependable. They are erratic in expressing their affections, and they are erratic often in their actions and their decisions. Unsafe people have great difficulties in being intimate with others. Their actions and their decisions are often erratic and not dependable. They may change their mind depending on circumstances or what's best for them. They may have some moments of deep intimacy and then not be able to be intimate at all and show coldness or disdain for close relationships. This is very frustrating for a person who wants to grow closer to that, to an unsafe person. An unsafe person does not listen very well. They are too full of themselves to make room for others. Loving is listening, and listening is loving. An unsafe person doesn't really listen because they're too busy thinking about what they want or how they can take advantage of a person or a situation. Many of us have experienced the pain that occurs from being around unsafe people. Unsafe people take life from others and do not give life to others. Successful relationships come from calling on the grace of God. Unsuccessful relationships come from dealing with people who are unsafe to us. Unsafe people do not trust in the grace of God but depend upon their own skills in achieving what they want. When we use the grace of God, we can identify and build safe relationships. Safe people are a blessing from the Lord and from the church to us. Safe people help us to understand that the Lord is consistent and that the Lord wants to keep us safe in His hand and show His faithfulness to us. In His faithfulness, we can find both the strength to deal with unsafe people and treasure the safe people in our lives. Thank you very much for taking some time so that I can share my thoughts with you. May God bless you and keep you in His care until we meet again. Thank you very much.